USDA published its 90-day progress report on climate-smart agriculture and forestry. The report represents an important step toward President Biden's executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad, and a shift toward a whole-of-department approach to climate solutions. Maurice Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details and the cotton industry's response.
This week, USDA released what they're calling a 90-day progress report on climate-smart agriculture and forestry practices. There's not a lot of new information in this report. It's largely in response to a request for information that the administration had put out several weeks ago, where they wanted to collect input from farmers, ranchers, other stakeholders in agriculture about what USDA needed to be considering when it comes to trying to advance climate smart ag practices. And so some of the takeaways in this report that was released this week includes how USDA will move forward in identifying what are considered climate smart practices on farms and ranches, what additional research and data collection is needed to try to help fill in some of the unanswered questions and data gaps that are out there, and to try to improve verification of various practices and how that impacts carbon emissions or sequestration. Also, they noted the importance to recognize and include early adopters in some of these policies moving forward, which is certainly a priority that our industry has had. And then also how USDA can leverage existing conservation programs to try to accomplish some of these goals. And finally, working to improve the focus of research that USDA does to make sure it is helping to deliver some answers and some results that can be applied at the farm level to address climate issues. And so this, again, is going to be an ongoing issue that we'll see further develop in the coming months by USDA and more broadly across the administration.